Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. When you think Amazon, shop through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
I really do. I may have something to die
in my...
I want to go talk to it. I'm so happy we made a new friend.
No! Hey!
What?
Can he stay?
No. Oh, God. Anthony sees dead people. Anthony sees dead. It's Fat Guy Radio Show. We're back, everybody. Lip, can you bring my headphones down? For some reason, everything seems really, really hot.
That better.
Checking. Yes. That's a lot better. Do I sound okay?
Huh? You sound wonderful. You always do.
I know, right?
I can't even talk right now.
Yeah. Come on. Wake it up. Wake it up. Come, we're going to get used to this Thursday thing. I promise.
Okay.
Today's Thursday?
Today is Thursday, Lip.
Wow.
All right. Well, at the top of the show here, Jesus, man.
God, okay. We're in.
We're here. So I have my Facebook open, and I've challenged all my Facebook friends to either chime in on the show or try to distract me throughout the entire show tonight. So we'll see if anybody does.
Please, because apparently I can't do that.
No. Well, can you can chat with me on Facebook, even though we're in the same room.
Or distract you too much.
Yeah, you can't distract me. So, will you distract me?
Well, that's why I'm wearing my not-so-sexy clothes anymore.
It's the, he distracts me a little bit every time I play this right here. Oh, nope, that's not the wrong one. Damn it. Lip, how come I don't have my rhythm down in my replay machine here?
Because it's Friday?
It's not Friday. It's Thursday.
Are you sure?
He started drinking last week.
Please don't confuse me. You're already celebrating Cinco de Mayo, aren't you?
Yeah, I sure am.
All right, let's see.
I wish I can. I cannot celebrate it the way I want
yes.
to.
Yes. My hat says yums. It says yums. My Facebook chat. I'm going to be, maybe this was not a good idea to do. They're asking me, what does your hat say? Does it say yummies or yums?
I'm just trying to figure out, is it yums on the,
it says yums.
Underneath the hat or above the hat?
It says yums.
It does.
Yeah, yums. This is going to be fun. I'm already distracted. Yeah, it's yums. Oh, crap, I went to break. It's yums. Y-U-M-S. All right, so I was trying to get to when Anthony tries to distract me by wearing the clothes, and I totally missed the bit. So we'll just go with this one right here.
I don't care.
All right, folks, at the top of the show, we're going to do something, a little radio bit here for all of you that are listening out there in radio land. Let's go around the table, around the console here, and we're going to share three things about ourselves, revealing things about ourselves. Now, not so revealing things.
Okay, I'll save the best one for last.
Okay, save the best one for last because it's very well documented. We have a lot of new listeners, a lot of new watchers.
Hi, everybody.
And Anthony is new, and he's back for the third show.
It's third date, technically.
It's really the third date, and it still hasn't put out. So we have... we're going to share something about ourselves. We've been on the air, Philippius, for... 5 years coming up in May.
5 years.
5 years. And there are still things that people don't know about us. So we'll share something that we've never shared on the show before.
1,825 days.
1,825 days.
How many days it's been?
Yes.
It feels like it's been longer.
You want me to get the hours?
Said the three show
guy. Can you?
Lip, really?
Take a lot of math to do
that. You'll pass
out. I ain't
out.
Really good with that stuff.
Neither am I. All right, so who wants to go first? Should I go first?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay.
All right. One thing that's revealing or not so revealing about me that people may not know is that I know how to play the piano.
When did you start to learn?
I actually started to play the piano when I was 6 years old.
So you're still kind of crappy?
So were you trained like a dog?
I was. My mother used to put Rice Krispie treats on the piano, and then I would go over, and if I played something that was pleasing to the ear, I got to eat the Rice Krispie treat.
Keep in mind, it was your face going down on that piano for the first 2 years. Yeah.
So it was like, boom, boom. Oh. It's funny because it's true. Lady K says hi, Lip. So
well, hello, Lady K.
I had to play. I played the piano since I was 6 years old.
You said the piano, but your hand gesture was this.
Okay, the accordion. Then. The accordion. Then. All right, Anthony, you go next. What's something revealing that's not so revealing about you that people don't know?
I don't really believe in marriage.
What?
No. Why? God, why?
You don't really believe in marriage?
I believe it is something that people want but really don't need.
Really?
Yes.
Bring his level up a little bit, Lip, or is it just me? You really don't. You know what? I've said on the show before that I don't think I'll ever be married.
Well, I was hoping I did that right.
I don't know, it worked. I don't think I'll ever be married because I enjoy my money.
Good, good.
Yeah, and I don't ever foresee, because all of my friends and new listeners, and you're new to the network, all of my married friends, their lives are horrible. They look like they have to answer to their wives. They can't do anything. I've said it, that they lose themselves in their girls. I've said that several times, where it's like a guy loses his complete identity, blows off all his friends when he gets married. And everything because, and a lot of the guys that I know that get married aren't getting married for love. They're getting married to replace their mother.
That is yep. Creepy, slightly incestuous.
But it's true.
Oh, yeah. I just cannot be for it at all. It's just, I mean, outside of the whole, you have to ask. I believe people just do that when they want to get committed.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if you want to leave, leave. And yeah, the percentage of
if you want to leave, leave.
The divorce rate is so high. And I have seen so many married people flip their ring around or take it off. So it's kind of just an act.
All right.
If you're going to be committed, be committed.
I agree. It's something that's revealing that's not so revealing that from Anthony. All right, Philippians, what's revealing that's not so revealing about you?
Well, let's see. Something revealing, not so revealing?
Yes.
I don't know.
All right, we'll come back to you.
I have to think about that one for a little bit.
All right, we'll come back to you. Me and Anthony just didn't do 8 minutes of coverage for you to think of something, but that's fine. We'll keep going.
All right. Am I supposed to be thinking right now?
Please, turn your brain on.
I'm just listening.
It is a radio show. All right, so let's see. Another thing that's revealing that's not so revealing about me, I'll share one of my pre-show rituals.
Oh,
I have to brush my teeth before every show.
And I thank you for that, because I stay really close.
I have to brush my teeth before every show. I don't know why. It seems I feel like I can't talk properly when I don't brush my teeth.
And we don't want to smell your dookie bread.
We are in a very, very small closet. All right, Anthony, second thing that's revealing that's not so revealing about you.
Okay, I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm hoping, I know.
Why am I scared? I am scared. Get ready, America.
So, get ready, all of America.
You can see our faces. If you're not watching that new stream, I don't know what's going on.
I'm actually blushing behind this mic.
Nobody can
behind
see it.
Behind the mic and the hair.
Okay.
So all right.
I was hanging out with a friend
who I thought
was a lesbian. You know? Pretty butch, but not butch, you know.
Okay.
I just didn't know what to think. You know, had boobs, but apparently they were man boobs.
Hey.
So.
What the hell?
My. Okay.
It's only a 90-minute show, Anthony.
I was molested by.
Oh, God, no.
Transsexual.
No.
That That's not even the most revealing thing I can think of.
Okay, I said, I said revealing, but not so revealing. And you go to, now we've got to call Dr. Phil.
Oh, boy. Let me get him on the phone real quick.
Oh, my God. You could cut the tension with a knife. He was touched inappropriately by a what?
Somebody who I thought was a lesbian.
Well, you should stop sleeping with lesbians. I don't know. You know what? I'm sorry.
Apparently, it was a guy.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I said by a trans. I was molested by a transsexual.
Transsexual.
I'm sorry for middle white America who thinks I'm going to burn along with the other people in this country.
No, you're not going to burn with everybody else. Sounds like my Monday night. All right, Philippians, let's go to you. You come up with anything yet?
Well, you know, I was thinking about it, and then Anthony said what he said, and I was...
And you forgot.
It just slipped my mind.
I understand. The third thing about me now...
Not revealing.
Let's see. The reveal... Something to reveal that's not so revealing. Those of you that are just joining us live on Ustream, it's Fat Guy Radio Show, and we are talking about the three things that are revealing that are not so revealing about ourselves. Whoa, Jesus, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'm an open book. Everybody knows everything about me.
I think that I can just picture all the listeners like,
We all know everything about Corey already. Let's see. I honestly... don't know. The third thing.
Do they know you like Gilmore Girls?
I do not like Gilmore Girls.
Wait, what was I thinking?
I don't like Gilmore Girls.
The wrong white person, I'm sorry.
I know one thing that I've never talked about. I'm a huge Will and Grace fan.
You are?
Back in the day, Will and Grace.
They were only... played back in the day. How new are they? They've been out for
I'm a Will and Grace fan. Will and Grace Scrubs, I've talked about that on the show, but I don't think I've ever mentioned the fact that I like Will and Grace.
So which person on there actually intrigued you the most?
Karen.
Me too. I love her. I want to live her life.
Of course you do.
I just need you a little bigger and a little richer.
A little richer. A lot richer. Yeah, even though there's two BMWs parked outside. Oh, I'm sorry. Mercedes. We had that discussion at the last
week's show.
I'm
driving.
It's a Mercedes.
Thank you. All right. Just turn it on and go.
All right. I think I just I'm driving a $60,000 car. I don't know what it is. Just get in there and go. All right, Anthony, what's your third revealing thing? Philippians, have your finger on that button, the one that's not broken.
The third revealing, not so revealing thing is I'm on pain meds, and I think I like
Why
them.
Are you Debbie Downer? Why are you, this is a comedy show. Well, you know, I got molested by a transsexual.
And now I'm on meds.
And now I'm on meds because of my experience with the transsexual.
Okay, fine, then how about this? Okay, we'll take it afar.
All right.
I love Mexican music.
He loves, of course, you're Mexican, clearly.
Okay, I don't know where to go from here.
All right, so we got a Mexican music loving transsexual touched inappropriate pain medication percipient sitting in chair number two.
Ding, ding, ding. I'm in chair number two.
Yeah, I think that's.
I never knew I was at.
I don't know. I wrote number one on my chair.
Oh,
so I'm just counting down.
We're switching chairs. Go on break.
All right, Philippians.
Yes.
Did you finally come up with something that is revealing but not so revealing about yourself?
Yes. So I thought to myself, and myself said, huh?
And now it's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Now, I probably wouldn't say this in front of white folk, but in front of y'all, I'm gonna speak my mind. Rosa Parks ain't do nothing but sit her black ass down. No, hold on now, Seinfeld. You might learn something right now. I'm gonna give her a just due. I'm gonna give her a just due for what she did, her act led to the movement and everything. But she damn sure ain't special. No, it was a whole lot of black folk sat down on bus and they got thrown in jail and they did it way before Rosa did. Oh, and they did it way before Rosa. Only difference between them and her is that she is secretary at the NAACP, and she know Martin Luther King, and they got a lot of publicity. That's all I have to say. What?
It, to me, it sounds like you got a little haterism in your game.
Well, okay, I don't got no, this ain't no hateration or no holleration in this dancery, okay? What I'm saying is that black people need to stop lying.
Say something.
There's three things that black people need to tell the truth about. One, Rodney King should have got an ass beat for driving drunk and being grown in a Hyundai. Two, OJ did it.
OJ did it.
Rosa Parks ain't do nothing but sit her black ass down.
Hey, I'ma back you up on that, cause see, look, he was on the bus back in the day, and he on the bus now.
Eddie, not only is what you're saying not true, it is wrong and disrespectful for you to discuss Rosa Parks in that way.
Exactly.
Wait, hold on here. Is this a barbershop? Is this a barbershop?
Yes, it's
a barbershop. Yes, I mean, we can't talk straight in the barbershop. Then where can we talk straight? We can't talk straight nowhere else. You know, this ain't nothing but healthy conversation. That's all
right. You gotta tell Rosa Parks that.
Man, ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Why you gotta tell Rosa down like this, Eddie? You know you're wrong. Keep on walking. You're wrong. You're walking by yourself this time, pal. I ain't with you. I'll tell you one thing. You better not never let Jesse Jackson hear you talking about that.
Man, Jesse Jackson.
Coming to you live from the BDB Production Studios, it's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze. And now, here's Corey.
This has got to be the weirdest song I've ever heard in my life. This is here it comes, right here. All I can imagine is a duck walking backwards smoking a cigarette.
I don't think he's smoking no cigarette.
He's smoking that cigarette weed. What is happening right now, April 30th, 2015? Live from Studio G, learning that we love chocolate syrup. It's Arizona's funniest internet radio show and podcast, heard on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, and on FatGuyRadioShow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is where you can find us socially. Like and follow. Get your 2 cents in, America. Interact with the show by calling our listener line, 623-349-1652. Standard long distance rates may apply. Lines are open 24/7. Or email us at FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com. Your comments and letters may make it on the air.
Yeah.
Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. If you're like me, you're saying to yourself, holy crap, it's Mother's Day again. What do you get a woman that claims she has everything? Luckily, I went to Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com, and Amazon has the perfect gift ideas for Mother's Day. Yes, I have more than one mother, so I am definitely going through the Shop Amazon tab on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Since my moms aren't allowed to listen to my show, I'll tell you what I ordered for them.
Tell me.
They're all getting Amazon gift cards so they can shop for themselves to the Shop Amazon tab on Fat Guy Radio Show or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon.
You found out she was sending way too many gifts back?
I just don't know what to get for them. So I'm just going to order them Amazon cards. I'm going to order them Amazon black cards. That's what I'm going to do.
I like that. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah, you can be simple like me or really kick it up with one of the new Philips Sonicare Pretty in Pink electronic toothbrushes, or you can save 25% on a 14-karat gold diamond tennis bracelet. Trust me, your mom's worth it. My mothers aren't getting some $25 gift card, like I said. They're not getting that.
$30?
No, they're going to be some black. Not American Express, Amazon gift card, the black ones.
Those are the prettiest.
Those are the prettiest one. Black is pretty. I spare no expense for my dear mother, Anthony. None. Neither one of them.
She will bring out the Switch.
She will bring it. We're going to be talking about mama's beating ass later on the show. All right. Even if your mother is no longer with you, there's still someone in your life that is in that motherly light. So get them something special or hell, treat yourself. No matter what, shop Amazon through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Amazon. And please tell a friend.
Yes, and it's a great place to shop. I mean, everybody shops there. I shop there.
Everybody shops there.
Everybody.
All right, this is a request coming off of the Twitter here. We're going to see if we can get this here.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty.
There you go.
I want the booty.
There you go. Just for you. All right. So welcome to the show. Whoa, whoa, everybody. I'm Corey Blaze. Philippius, our executive producer, is over there. And Anthony is back. Buddy, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm getting my C on.
You're getting your C?
Sia.
What does that mean?
You haven't heard of Sia, the singer.
Oh, Sia, the one that had Shayla Boop's foot in that video that he was beating up that little girl.
Was he beating her up?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It was something that was
I've seen him before.
Shayla Boop's foot.
I've seen him. He walked by me before.
He was trans. He was in, oh, of course, because you were in Hollywood for 15 years.
10.
Plus close 5. Enough. Yeah, close enough. Yeah, close
with
enough.
With everything I've done, I mean, I went on probably, yeah, it's probably been that long. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember 90% of my time there.
That's good. You won't remember what's happening here tonight either. Sia, okay. What do you mean you getting your Sia on?
She doesn't like to show her face.
Oh, gosh. Here
oh
we go
God,
with that.
There
See,
we go.
You told me not to bring it up, but you brought it up.
Well, I really did not tell you not to bring it up. You just assumed.
No,
but
you told me not to bring it up.
Do not bring it up then. I don't want to argue.
You just did. You just brought it up.
I told you not to bring it up. I didn't say anything about me.
Okay? So I'm not supposed to
There's
bring it up.
There's restrictions here,
yeah,
right?
I'm not supposed to bring up the fact that nobody can see his face.
Yeah.
Well, I would send out the memo, but you said you only send it out.
I do only send out the memo. No one can see his face.
My mother saw my face last year.
Last year. We don't know. We have no clue what he looks like. He has his badge, his work badge to get in the building, and it's just a picture of Cousin It from the Monsters or whatever the Addams Family or whatever.
I just shake my hair
whatever.
And scream. I'm like, ah! Yeah. And I just stare off security.
It's Cousin It. Hey, Anthony, how are you? He really is a 2015 version of
because you see like taco sauce and guacamole all
yeah,
over.
Yeah, tacos. Yeah, that's what it smells like in here. Speaking of smells, real quick, can I just gross everybody out? If you're listening to this playback or watching it, and you're eating lunch, I'm sorry, but you know we reveal ourselves. We family on the show. We family.
It's 8 o'clock. Who eats lunch at this time?
People play the show back the next day. Somebody may be listening to it the next day.
Okay, whatever you choose to put in your mouth at any given time. Be cautious.
Oh, Jesus. So I went to, I had to go by the post office before I came to the studio today. And I'll get into that a little bit because we're going to have to make a phone call because there's a little bit of a conspiracy going on here at the B2B radio networks that are surrounding something that didn't get done. And we'll get into it. So stick around for that.
I'm not to blame.
No, you're not to blame. I thought you were involved in the process, but you weren't. You were not involved in the process.
Okay.
It came down to the interns versus the interns, and the interns didn't do what they were supposed to do. And unfortunately, they screwed up with someone that's very important to the show. But we'll get to that. However, so I go to the post office, and then I swing by my house because I didn't grab a change of clothes before I came to the studio. And
this is what you chose?
Yeah. Oh, man, what are you talking about? I look good today.
You do. But, I mean, I was just picturing you in something more, like, leathery.
More revealing.
Yes.
More revealing?
Yeah.
Why would you want more revealing of me?
Good question.
Anybody, if anybody knows the answer, please send it in.
So I run by, and I don't know why, but there is a weird smell in my bedroom when I went home.
Well, I left a diaper there last week.
I think something may be dead in my... And unfortunately, I was rushing to get here, so I didn't have time to investigate.
Oh, you probably got maggots.
Oh!
Oh, God.
Now, I am known for taking, like, soda cups or drink cups...
Oh, that's what it is.
...and leaving them...
Until they turn moldy and nasty.
You left your collard greens back under your bed again, didn't you?
I don't know what it is, but
you're eating them for your pleasure.
I'm going to have to find out what it is because it was not good. I'm sorry.
Once you get that smell out, I'll go investigate for you. I mean, whatever you're talking
make sure
about,
hazmat.
I just finish.
Put a hazmat suit on. Ew. Just this is Anthony.
I'm entering into the space right now that's known as Corey's bedroom. I don't know what the smell is, but... Oh, my God, what is it? Oh, my God, what is it? I'm kidding.
You know, the problem out of all those kids.
The problem isn't
revealing is
food.
Good.
It's the hoarding.
I'm not hoarding food in my bedroom. Oh. I need to go on A&E. I'm not hoarding food in my bedroom.
There's food he puts in there that he wants to eat, but he forgets it. Because it's stacked.
That's definitely wrong because I never forget to eat food. Clearly. Just look at me. I don't know what it is, but I will tweet out what I discover, whatever it is. So all I did is I grabbed what little trash I had, and then I threw that out on my way out.
What little trash you seen or could carry?
Well, yeah, because I was rushing, but I just noticed that it was a horrible...
You can't see all that trash behind the boxes. I mean,
under your bed.
God, not now I'm hoarding. I'm going to be a hoarder on that A&E show now.
Is it still on?
I don't know.
Probably not, because all those people died, didn't they?
I'll reach out to them, see if they could come to you.
Yes, you're fighting dead cats in there.
Thank you very much. But besides that, happy Cinco de Drinko. Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo!
It is coming up on May 5th.
May 5th.
Liv, you know you got excited when he just did Happy Cinco de Mayo. We don't have any Cinco de Mayo music.
We got avocados from Mexico.
All right, yeah, you got it. Now you know I'm going to have to search for it again because I'm all slow.
It's in the front. The first one right there. Yep, push it.
Avocados from Mexico.
Somebody went through and organized it for me. Yay, Liv. Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Rinco.
I am having a tall glass of non-alcoholic margarita.
Oh, sucks for you, because I'm not.
I'm just going to have to play drunk and just close my eyes and find somebody.
Just spin around in circles.
You know what? I get dizzy really fast. Now that I hit 21, I get nauseous really fast.
Wait the hell a minute. You just hit 21? You did not just hit 21.
Okay.
Well, he hit 21 somethings, you know?
He 21 times 4, maybe, but you did not.
I don't know the math on that.
He's like 90, 100 years old.
I'm really young, people.
Yeah, you are, but you just did not hit, you did not just hit 21.
We cannot talk today.
I may be stroking out. This might be the big one, Flippies.
Stroke.
I got a pen right here. Go ahead and sign there.
It might be the fumes that are coming from my bedroom. So you hit 20.
How are the fumes coming from your bedroom or from the studio?
Because I inhaled a lot of it when I was in there getting my shirt.
It's on his clothes.
It's on my clothes. I am permeating the entire building right now.
It's probably in your pocket. Oh, wait. It might be your belly button again.
Oh, that's right. Remember when I had the belly button funk?
Oh, that's a hole of no return.
Oh, no. You're right. Nothing returns when it goes in there. Lip, you might be right.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not the belly button funk because I was smelling that all day.
You didn't smell it all day?
No, I just smelt the smell when I got to the house, even though we just totally got off
hands. It's moldy in there from after your showers.
You don't let it air out?
All right, I'm grossing myself out at this point. So you just hit 21 10 years ago, and the... Okay, I'm sorry. 12 years ago. And
at least there's a lie somewhere in there.
There's a lie somewhere in there. Maybe. So Cinco de Mayo, what are you planning? You doing anything? Come on, you're Latino or Mexican or whatever the hell
Hispanic.
It is. Hispanic.
Well, I can't drink for a while. I can't do any substances other than what I'm prescribed. So I might either pop in a lot of my prescription pills and help. Oh my God. I'm sorry, Senora Pio, but I rent a van and I go to border and I bring my people here, okay? And believe me, I bring a recorder because if you try to shoot at us, I have that on video. And I know the YouTube and I know how to.
The
YouTube.
And you're going to put on if he shoots at you?
And if he shoots at me, I upload. So we're going to get your ass one day. We're going to get you on video. So that's how I'm gonna spend my Cinco de Mayo. And believe me, if you try to come at us, we throw burritos. And they're very, very, very spicy. So if you get in your eye, you're not going to see us.
Philippius, will you remember your Cinco de Mayo this year?
Probably not. You remember what happened last year.
Yeah. He celebrated Cinco de Mayo for like a week.
God, that's an alcoholic.
He's like, he recanted.
I can't wait to get out of here. It's Friday, man.
It's not Friday. Stop messing up my mind. He told us on last Cinco de Mayo that he started drinking on Saturday. Then he woke up on Monday and started drinking again. And that was when Philippius coined the now infamous phrase, I had a warm beer. You know, you are an alcoholic when you were drinking warm beer.
Yep. Is that the one that you passed out on and you had to reach under you?
See, but that's the thing. I don't know if it was beer or urine.
Oh, R. Kelly, hi.
Hello, R. Kelly. He's coming out the closet. Oh, my gosh. All right, we are...
Being out the closet.
I think we're on a break.
Are you think? You think?
Yeah, I think so.
We are 20 minutes...
Do we get paid to think?
We are... Where are we at? Oh, yeah, we are up on a break. All right, let's take a quick break. I'm glad you brought up R. Kelly.
I'm scared.
Because he was supposed to be in the Valley of the Sun.
No, he was here.
Okay, he was here, and something went down with R. Kelly. Now, R. Kelly ain't that big in the news right now, and he ain't had no hits in a while, but something went down with R. Kelly, and...
It wasn't your daughter.
It wasn't your... Oh, my God. Oh! All right, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. I'm holding right here in my hand is a Halo Sig's Triton tank system. And I don't know how to tell you folks that this thing is phenomenal. Halo Sig's, when they sent my Triton tank system, they sent a sample, and I didn't bring it with me. They sent a sample e-liquid. And the e-liquid, I just tried it. It was non-menthol. It was like apple or something. And I just loaded it in after this was empty. And I found myself just like puffing on it. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I'm like, all right. And I'm just feeling fine. I'm literally feeling like I've been using a Triton tank
system. Like you're in heaven.
Like I'm in heaven. My e-liquid flavor is Sub-Zero. And... one thing that I've never said about Halo Sig's and their e-liquid is that you can pick from 5 different levels of nicotine. You can get the highest level of nicotine. You can get zero level nicotine. And when you think zero level nicotine, you're thinking to yourself, well, what's the point in even vaping? Because it's the nicotine that you're addicted to in traditional tobacco products. This is what's interesting. I did not realize all day I was puffing on that apple sample until I looked at the bottle and realized it was zero nicotine.
So you're really not addicted.
So it was like, whoa. So I'm like, you could literally, and they're not, I don't know if this, they probably won't come out and say this, but you can literally use this to stop smoking. I got the same pull. I had no cravings, and the e-liquid had zero nicotine in it.
Wonderful.
I had no clue. Now, my Sub-Zero, I get the medium level nicotine, so I can feel I can tell the difference. But at first, I had no clue that it was zero nicotine in that sample, and I can understand why it would be zero, because they don't want to send nicotine levels to in a free sample. They send you the non-nicotine level. Blew my mind away. So with Halo Sig's, there are people, when you smoke traditional tobacco products, you have lights. You have full flavored, you have menthol, you have non-menthol. You even have the horrible, horrible, worst traditional ones, which are Virginia Slims. Those are the worst cigarettes I've ever seen in my life. But people crave different levels of nicotine. Halo Sig's offers you those different levels of nicotine, from zero all the way to max, whatever you want. So you're not just getting they're not putting you in a box and making you vape like they want you to vape. No, they really are customizing your vaping experience, and feel what I feel. This is completely off script. Feel what I feel by going to fatguyradioshow.com/Halo6. If you just try it, I guarantee you, you'll be blown away. Halo Sig's right here. I really was shocked by that.
No, I tried it. Oh my God, they are too delicious.
I don't like the flavor, the apple flavor. I like the menthol flavor, and I have switched back. But it was just phenomenal that I was sitting there all day today, vaping with zero nicotine and not having one craving. Because literally about smoking, it's a lot of just the mental aspect of it, the oral fixation. And the mental of knowing that, okay, something, I'm inhaling something and it's coming out. So really what I was doing was just inhaling flavored vapor all day today. And never once did I find myself, because you know how we get edgy.
Yes.
When we
irritable. Shakes,
we want to start, you know, punching people in the face.
Yeah, very, very aggravating.
Screaming and crying and stuff like that. It didn't happen.
And is that why when I walked in to studio, you smiled?
I was smiling. Number one, you had your pants off, so of course I was smiling. What? I'm sorry.
Those weren't pants. That was my invisible suit.
Anthony's invisible suit. All right, so R. Kelly, he's coming out the closet. He was the one that did that, right? That was his song?
Yes.
Okay. So R. Kelly was something. I was sitting at home, and I was alone, and I got a...
That's your whole evening.
Yeah,
alone.
That's pretty much the whole evening.
That's your whole life.
That is my whole life, Lip. Thank you very much for pointing that out. It's sad, I know.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sitting at home, and I get a text message, and it's from Anthony. And Anthony says, oh, did you see what happened with R. Kelly? And I'm like, nope, I wasn't paying attention. The last thing I talked about R. Kelly is when I made fun of him on the show. So, Anthony, what in the hell happened with R. Kelly when he was supposed to be in, or he was here in Phoenix for whatever he was doing?
Okay, well, this happened on Saturday, April 25th at the Veterans Memorial Park in Tolleson.
Okay.
He was scheduled to actually headline, and apparently the show's promoters, the Northwest Black History Committee, didn't pay him. So he decided not to take the stage and make the audience wait for him to essentially never come out. And I just thought that was rude, and I did not like that. Boo!
So he was booked to perform.
But he was never paid.
And he was never paid. And so he threw a celebrity fit and...
We call that... a tantrum.
So he threw a tantrum and he just refused to come out.
Yeah. And he did send a video of apology, but nobody cares to see him on video apologizing. We've dealt with that in the media in the past, you know?
Right.
Like, we don't care. The whole thing is, he really should have just took stage. It's not a, I mean, down to it, he has so much money.
Was it a ticketed event where people paying to go see him, or was it a little knockoff place that it really didn't matter?
No, it was a big thing. It was the ticket issue. I don't know.
Tolleson is like very small,
but people travel. Like, I traveled like 2 hours to go see my Gavin DeGraw.
Yeah, but there's nothing that there's nothing in Tolleson that. I'm running my mind through Tolleson. Number one, Tolleson, Arizona, for people that are listening around the world, if you blink, you'll miss it. It's literally four blocks. What the hell? Where could he be performing? When I think of Tolleson, I think of Pete's Fish and Chips and Circle K. That's all that I think of in Tolleson. Where could he have been performing? What's big enough to have that big of a draw?
A festival. What else do you want?
I don't know. Running?
We're in Arizona. It's not like you see a celebrity just walking by. So, you know, people travel to see that type of circus. But
R. Kelly is a circus.
Okay, but no, I just remembered.
Okay.
It has to be ticketed because everybody was being issued a refund.
So it was a ticketed event.
Yeah.
And he threw a tantrum and didn't go out and do what he was supposed to do.
But the point is, okay, he obviously has a lot of money. You know, I'm not sure because he settled out of court because a whole shebangles, I don't know what to call it.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, hey, R. Kelly, weed. And then you don't ever hear about it. So, you know, a lot of money came out. But he's still a millionaire. The point is, go out, perform for your fans. These are the ones who are buying your records. And these are the ones who are going to continue coming out and seeing you perform.
Who is...
And if you go out and perform... Now you have an even stronger standing. Get your 10, 15 lawyers to sue the hell out of this Northwest Black History Committee and get more money.
So who is R. Kelly's fan base at this point?
I don't know.
Has he had any hits lately. The only thing I can think about is it's trapped in the closet. I was laying down the Tulsa, Arizona. They didn't give me my money, so I said I'm not going out to perform no more.
No, no.
So I reached around and I locked the door.
Locked the door!
Yes, yes.
I'm not going out, I locked the door. Oh, I'm not going out.
Those Tolleson people, there's only 15 people out there.
Yes, yes.
I haven't had a hit since 1984. They are out there.
That's right.
Lip, what the hell? What is that part?
Well, no, apparently.
Lip was singing backup. So apparently, I'm sorry.
No, I said he came out with an album a couple years ago.
Yeah, it was that. Trapped in the Closet.
Yeah, no, it was the album Black Panties.
Who? What did I do? What am I wearing?
I don't know.
Well, you're wearing
black panties.
It's black licorice. Nobody wants to go near that.
They were white when I put them on. So what now? Okay, so he didn't perform, and he hasn't had a hit in a while. I think it's a big diss to us. It's a big diss to Arizona. But people do that all the time to Phoenix. People do that all the time to Arizona. Celebrities don't really care about Arizona.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I just realized I don't think anybody cares about Arizona.
They don't. Hell, I don't even care about Arizona. What?
No. We don't.
No.
Road trip.
All right. That's messed up of R. Kelly, though.
I lost all respect I've never had for him.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have, too. Speaking of losing respect, a transition here, if you will. Pull the curtain back a little bit.
Oh.
If I may.
Does it pull back or does it glide to the left or right?
Once you pull it back, it goes to the right. Here. At Fat Guy Radio Show, BDB Radio Network, we're a very small knit family. Anthony is the latest, and we still don't even know where he's going to sit. We have no clue. Right now, he has to stand in the parking lot for the first half hour before he comes in. We don't know. We have a closet with stuff in it, and that's it. Now, the little operation that we do have here, we take very seriously. And we did a giveaway on last week's show. And we were giving away our Fat Guy Radio Show wristbands.
Yes, 25 of them. 20, and more if they requested. I hope they requested more.
Well, we have a little bit of a situation afoot. And
the intern who was in need.
Well, here's the thing. I thought you were involved, but then I learned later nothing broke.
And it's not me.
Other than my heart, nothing broke. But there was something that happened that was a little bit of a foot, and I want to get to the bottom of it right here on the show. It's revealing. We open up the window, we talk about our lives, and we pull the curtain back about the things that go on here at Fat Guy Radio Show. I said on the show last week, when we do giveaways, they don't always go over very well. You know,
they don't.
When you do internet giveaways. Luckily, we had a pretty nice response. We had a pretty nice response.
How many people did we get?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking probably 17 to 20 people.
Which is better than I thought.
Yeah, like four. No, 17 to 20 people, I believe, went out. Uh-huh. So I thought. So the thing was that listeners were going to, they went to the Facebook, they went to the Twitter, and they were supposed to do something. Philippius, mute that channel because we're going to make a phone call here because something happened that... unfortunately did not make me too happy. I look up and I get a tweet from a very dear listener that went unrecognized.
I do not like that.
And it's not the fact that it was, why isn't this working? I hate it when we try to do this. All right. You know what? Skype can kiss my ass.
Until it works. Then you love it.
Until it works. And then we're trying to do something here, and it's not working. All right, mute the channel again, because I'm trying to make a phone call here, because we're going to get to the bottom of this, because basically, and I'm waiting, and I'm padding until I get the person on the phone. All right, Lip, bring it back up, and let's see if that's happening. Because I want to get to the bottom of this little bit of a mystery, and I want this person on the phone before I dive into it. And
if they
don't answer, I'm going to be.
Hello?
Okay. So he's on the phone now. Just stand by there on the phone. there was a situation afoot with the wristbands. And one in particular person did not get recognized with the wristbands.
Not good.
And ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the phone right now is the man who is over the interns of the BDB Radio Network, a voice that we all know and we love. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Fat Guy Radio Show, Daniel Taylor of Full Court Press Radio.
Hi, Daniel Taylor.
Hey, how's it going?
Wonderful.
So, DT, I need you to help me get to the bottom of this.
Well, first off, I almost didn't answer the phone right now because I checked the area code. It's Palmdale. I'm like, what the heck? Who the hell is calling me from Palmdale?
It's Skype.
I know, but I was like, I don't know nobody in Palmdale.
We're in Palmdale.
Yeah, sucker.
Well, y'all must have got up. I just drive.
You don't even drive right now.
I'm gonna make some guacamole.
I tried, but I cut my finger.
He can't make it as good as I can.
Exactly. You gotta get a new salsa maker.
Oh. Okay. All right. We've got a situation afoot that we need to get to the bottom of here.
Okay. Okay.
The wristband giveaway last week. When people were responding on Facebook and people were responding on Twitter, that information was being funneled to the interns to package up everything, put the shipping labels together and ship out or respond to anybody and ask them for their addresses or whatever like that. Something big happened. Somebody was missed. And that person is our P1 listener, Lady K.
With Lady K, it happened?
It happened with Lady K. Lady K went unresponded to. Now, Anthony, I know you are new to the BDB Radio Network family and Fat Guy Radio Show. Lady K is Fat Guy. She is Mama Fat Guy Radio Show. Yeah, She's not old enough to be Mama Fat Guy.
Yeah, we talk about her a lot, actually, so I do know her.
Yes.
Not personally, yeah?
Not personally, but you will. You will get to know her.
I thought she was a guest on here before.
We had her on the phone. What the hell? Pay attention. So, so what I figured is that I get a tweet from Lady K that says, hey, hi, Corey. Oh, hi, Corey. It's Lady K.
You need the accent.
I got the accent.
She sounds pretty so far.
She's very pretty.
I sent out a tweet that I listened to the show and no one ever got back to me.
And in my mind, my mind is blown. P1 listener K should have been the first person that we packed up some wristbands to send out to.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So DT, what the interns were handling this, what the hell could have happened? Has any of them said anything to you about not getting Lady K one out?
No. You know what, though? I do remember the night that they were actually packing everything up and shipping everything out. I did remember this, like, burning smell coming from the storage closet.
Oh, God.
And it smelled like the devil's lettuce.
Oh.
And then I remember someone said, turn up. And I heard a female go, woo! I had no idea what that was about.
There's no way that the interns were getting jiggy with it in the little small.
There's shebang bang in there. God, I wasn't invited. I'm quitting. I'm going interning.
Someone came out with some white stuff on their nose. Yeah. I thought it was maybe shaving cream.
Didn't really question about it.
Mocha isn't dry. Apparently,
Mocha cup. Lady K didn't get her wristbands, and I want to know why.
You know what? I think Philippius cut it up with his salsa maker.
I don't have one no more. It broke.
DT's got his shtick button on today. Lady K didn't get hers, and it's the intern's fault. And I want to know what's going to be done.
I'm
going to
blame Anthony's hair. It's probably someone put their hand in Anthony's hair right now, and I'm pretty sure you'll find the bracelet right there.
No, what happened was
I'm trying to be pissed, and he's making me laugh because he's sexy as hell.
No, what happened was it decided to run off my head and scare everybody. And I forgot the taser gun that night.
See, DT's being all protective of his little precious little intern.
DT. Because they apparently broke your name up into two names, so I didn't know I was talking to the DT.
Yeah, it's DT. Daniel Taylor, it's the same thing.
got to go firing. I want to go firing. Like, can we go firing or replacing or
something? You want to go? You can't fire the interns. They don't get paid. Hell, none of us do.
Can we just give them like their last check of Monopoly money and say, get the hell out?
Okay, so
just rip the napkin contract.
All right, so what I did is that I went out of my way and I sent, if you notice, if you're watching on Ustream, I don't have one on. And I sent Lady K mine since the interns dropped the ball. So, DT, I expect that this will be handled and will not happen again.
Did you sign it?
I did.
It will not happen again.
All right.
And I will get on intern, the intern's intern.
Okay, very. Now,
wait, the interns get interns, and I don't even get a hello?
All right, so let's get down to what's really important right now, Mocha Cub. What are you wearing?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah!
We need proof.
Okay, wait.
No, we don't.
Since you're wearing nothing, can you say something really slow?
What?
Can you say something really slow and deep?
Oh, God. Why is that? Oh, wait, start up her again because she's watching live. Go ahead. One more time, DT. Go.
Hey, Lady K. I hope you get your bracelet. I'm sorry about all the mishaps. I will personally handle it. And know it's going to be handled with a vengeance.
I can feel that bass.
I can feel that bass too.
I think my heart is going like.
Yeah, your heart.
Three beats per minute.
Yeah,
slow down.
DT will do that to you.
DT. DT.
Yeah.
It's going to be creepy from now on between us.
Oh, God. Oh, God. All right, Mocha. So you'll get to the bottom of what the hell happened, because we have like, I think we have like four or five left that we could still give out. So
yeah.
Hopefully the other four or five don't go down. Oh, and by the way, I had to duck out early on Tuesday. Y'all had a kick-ass show on Tuesday night on Full Court Press Radio.
Oh, thanks.
That was good. And I have my live, my Facebook chat open during the show right now. And Lady K just said, oh, hell, thank you, DT.
Oh, anytime, DT. Anything for you.
All right, Mocha Cub. Well,
wait. All anything?
Right, send me, go sit on the toilet and send me a selfie.
He said anything.
I got you.
All right, Mocha Cub. We'll talk to you again. Hey, what's going on with your car?
Oh, so terrorists came and blew up my engine. Oh. I tried to fix it with gaffer's tape, but the oil didn't stick.
You're using the wrong tape. It needs to be duct tape.
Oh, okay. Duct tape. And all right. Now I got two big holes in my engine. And
Wait.
Those type of holes only develop when someone throws a grenade at your engine.
You got two holes.
Go figure.
Those are exhaust pipes.
Those aren't exhaust pipes. That sucks.
So all right. I gotta either buy a new car or rent a horse. I haven't decided yet.
Horse is cheaper.
It'll get your sex symbol up
higher.
Well,
I mean, you gotta upkeep and you gotta actually make sure it stays alive.
You can't even keep a car alive.
Anthony is busting your balls, dude.
I don't have to deal with PETA. No. My car.
PETA's upset because he's riding horses through the city.
Are we affiliated with PETA?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because they're the enemy. Yeah. Oh.
Last time I rode a horse to the city, they threw red paint on it and said, "This is not a Corvette."
All right, Mocha. Well, thank you for handling the interns of the interns of the formal interns of the interns. And I trust that this situation and this caper will be handled appropriately.
It will.
All right, buddy. We'll let you go and we'll talk to you soon. Hey, I miss you and I love you.
Skype you later.
Miss you too. Love you too.
All right. There he goes. All right. See you, Mocha. All right. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Mocha Cub right there, live from wherever the hell he was.
I'm not putting no sugar or cream in that mocha.
Nah, you want to take that mocha just the way it comes. Hey, Anthony.
Yeah. Huh? I'm back. Hi.
Ant.
Yes.
Mocha Cub, he is mine. Back off, bitch. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Oh, God.
All right. right, folks, for you, the listeners of Fat Guy Radio Show, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. A title they suggest, Deep, a stage dive novel written by Kylie Scott, narrated by Andy Arndt. One by one, the members of Stage Dive are falling in love. David, Maul, and Jimmy have all taken the plunge, and now it's Ben's turn, only he refuses to fall into that trap. The sexy bassist enjoys his no-strings-attached lifestyle, but when Ben is forced to keep the one girl he's always had a weakness for out of trouble in Sin City, he quickly learns that what happens in Vegas doesn't always stay there. Download your free audiobook today. Go to audibletrial.com/FGRS. Again, that's audibletrial.com/FGRS for your free audio book.
Yeah.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Whoa. Anthony Frosto's sitting over there and Philippius is sitting over there. I have said quite often that I hate children in public.
I remember you telling me that.
Yes. Children in public suck, especially when they're children that misbehave or they can't be controlled.
You know what? I have similar experiences, and can we just slap them ourselves?
I wish we could. I really wish we could. Here's the situation. It's very well documented on the show, rest in peace, listener Gail, that I don't own a washer and dryer.
Is that what the smell is?
That's what the smell is. There's no washer and dryer. I don't own a washer and dryer, so I go to the laundromat. I've told everyone about Gumpta's Laundry, which is the laundromat that I used to go to that closed down. And then I found another laundromat, and that one caught on fire. Then I found another laundromat, and I was tired of getting held up in the parking lot. So finally I found the laundromat that I could go to, and it's relatively clean. It's relatively safe, except for this past trip. I believe it was Saturday, since I have nothing to do on Saturdays now. It was Saturday that I went to do laundry, and instead of taking a picture, I should have recorded this lady.
Oh, God, was it that horrible?
It was that horrible. I walk into the laundromat, and all you hear is, you hear this.
No, no, Alyssa, this is why we don't have sugar. This is why we don't have sugar. No, Alyssa, stop. Alyssa, stop. Alyssa, 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 Alyssa.
This lady. Now, it's a damn shame that I know this little girl's name.
Yeah, it's Alyssa.
Alyssa. Because that's all this woman screamed the entire time we were in the laundromat.
Alyssa, no. No, Alyssa. Alyssa, one, two, three. Alyssa, I said three.
Alyssa was not listening.
Well, counting obviously doesn't work.
No,
and she's just annoying me now.
But the counting thing is a child psychology issue as well. But everyone in the laundromat, it was probably a good six other people in there, plus me, plus this witch, and her daughter, Alyssa. Now, there were twin daughters that were there. Two daughters, one named Alyssa, who was the evil twin, and then the sweet twin was Madeline. And why do I know Madeline was the other twin's name? Because Alyssa, every time she got in trouble, she replied with, well, Madeline is doing this. Madeline is doing that. Madeline is doing that. This mother was sitting there, and I have a picture of her, and if you're watching this on Ustream, you can see I did a sneak picture. We blurred the face out of the kid, but this woman battled wits with Alyssa for the entire time I was there doing laundry.
I can see what the problem is.
What's the problem?
White people hit your kids.
Dude, you know what? I totally agree with you. Alyssa needed to be bust across the face. That little girl was out of control. She, first off, when I first encountered them, now that I'm thinking about it, when I first encountered them, I got to the laundromat. I'm going to my trunk to get my clothes out of there. And I pulled up next to them, and she's battling Alyssa about putting something in the truck. But she won't tell the mom what it is. And the mom is just debating, well, what are you doing? What are you putting in? You don't debate with a kid. You snatched that little mother effer up and you said, listen to me. I'm your mother. What are you putting in the trunk? That's what you do. You don't sit there and say, well, if you just simply tell, she's literally restraining the kid. And Alyssa is fighting her back.
Well, with that being said, I can tell you where you messed up.
Where did I mess up?
Okay, just big scary black guy with deep voice going, hey, listen to your mama.
Well, no.
I mean, come on. Everything would have been solved right then and there. You put your
There was no father there, no father figure. Who am I to speak up to some lady over there with trying to deal with her kids? That's her problem. That's not my kid.
No, it is your problem. It's in public. You're being bothered. If it wasn't your problem, you wouldn't be here.
That was the first encounter. I didn't know that the problem was going to follow me into the laundromat. Which it did.
And you still didn't say nothing.
And I still didn't say anything. I'm not going to say anything to somebody else's kids because what those people like this lady, Alyssa's mother, what they are probably looking for is that they are looking for a reason to be attacked. This woman clearly wanted all the attention because she just allowed these two little girls to run rampant and just ruin everybody's laundromat experience through that entire time that I was there.
Bored housewives, get a damn laundry.
She must have been a housewife because she was driving a really, really nice truck. So there is some swinging dick behind her funding all of that. But that swinging dick needs to step up and pop the hell. And then, of course, she wants to, Alyssa,
this is why we don't have sugar.
And I'm thinking in the back of my mind, no, this is why people like you shouldn't have kids. Because you can't control them. So they get outside. She gets them outside. No, we're up on a break. She gets them outside and Alyssa works her way back into the laundromat while she was standing outside with the good twin, Madeline, while her and Madeline were standing outside and she's just chain smoking while Alyssa is pretty much just running rampant in the laundromat, eating soap in a corner or whatever the hell she was doing. And then she comes back in and she blames Alyssa's actions and Alyssa's attitude on the fact that she had sugar.
What? Okay, how can she have sugar if she said there's no sugar at the house, which means this little lady is going out giving her kids sugar, pissing off the road.
Or she gave him candy or something because that's all she kept saying. Alyssa, this is why we don't have sugar. What the hell does sugar have to do with your bad parenting?
You're a horrible mother, random lady in picture with face blurred.
When I was a kid, if I acted up, the worst thing that you could do when you're in the grocery store and you're pushing the shopping cart and your mom is walking in front of you and she stops and you don't notice and you hit her heel with the shopping cart, then you know your face is about to be three aisles over from you because she is going to bust your skull open to the white meat. That's what would have happened. I would have never thought of pulling a stunt like that with my kids in public. There ain't no way that that would fly.
And so today's lesson is beat your kids.
Yeah, beat your kids here on Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, let's take a step back. We're going to talk about the bad mama. Now we're going to talk about the good mama. And she's in Baltimore, and her name is Tonya Graham. If you don't know who this chick is, I don't know what rock you've been under. All right, we'll be right back on the other side of Fat Guy Radio Show. Coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much. All right, there are several ways that you can hear Fat Guy Radio Show, but one way that's easiest is through the Stitcher Radio app, where what's so special about the Stitcher Radio app is that you don't have to wait for any download. Stitcher streams the show directly to your mobile device, no syncing needed. In addition, when you register your Stitcher Radio app and you enter Fat Guy Radio in the How You Heard About Us box, Stitcher drops us a few dimes. It's a win-win. You get easy access to the show and all your favorite shows, and we get to pay the light bill. By the way, did we mention that the Stitcher Radio app is free on iTunes, Google Play Store, and more? Even if you don't stream the show through Stitcher, help the show by downloading the app anyway, registering it, and entering Fat Guy Radio in the How You Heard About Us box. Stitcher won't bog your email down with emails from Stitcher Radio. None of that happens. It's just a way that we help support this show, and it's through our partnership with Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio app, the better way to, well, hell damn it, radio. Yeah, welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, we're coming up to the end of the show here. It annoys me when parents can't control their kids in public. That's the bottom line.
I don't get annoyed. I actually do yell out, hey.
You speak to them?
I don't.
Are you speaking? You ain't get nice. Involved?
I don't get involved. I just yell from a distance, hey, get your damn kid quiet. What's wrong with you?
See, I think that would just give them what they want. That would just give them the audience, and then they turn their frustration with their kid onto you, and then all of a sudden you got a big argument.
See, now you're just
that's
doing
the way
ifs.
That I think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, see, now you're just doing ifs.
Of
that never
I'm
ever happened.
Ifs.
They just look at you like, oh my God, and then it's over with. Because, first of all, they're too scared to speak, and then their kids, they're too scared because they're like, oh my God, mommy's scared.
So you're saying I should have spoken up like I did with the lady that was in the school zone?
Yes, you should have.
All right, maybe I missed that opportunity, but I was just annoyed. I was extreme, and everybody's face in the laundry room was annoyed.
Then you could have been the hero that day.
I could have been the hero.
But you're not.
But just remember, this is why we don't have sugar.
I need a spoonful of sugar before coming in.
I need you to have a spoonful of sugar, because if not, you'd be Philippians where you're falling asleep.
Philippians, are you oh, wait.
Look at him
oh,
over there.
He's so cute when he sleeps.
Isn't he?
No.
Lip.
Oh.
Hello.
We're still doing a show.
We are still doing the show. All right. Well, there's a feel-good story. Unfortunately, I'm not going to get into the whole thing about the Baltimore riots. I'm not getting into that.
I'm tired of hearing about that.
I am too. Well, a good story. I believe it's a good story even until today when I was checking the news feed before we started the show. Toya. What is her name? Toya
Graham
is the mom who beat the hell out of her protesting son. She saw her son on TV.
Good job.
Throwing a brick and rocks at the police. And she went out there and boom, bam, she snatched her son up and was popping him all in the face, all upside the head, ripped the hoodie off of him. And the way that she noticed that it was her son is because of his baggy pants. I guess he wore his pants a certain way. So she sees her son on the TV, on the boob tube, rushes down to the protest where the protests were happening, goes over there, snatches her son out, and a news camera crew catches her basically whooping ass on her son in the middle of Baltimore, wherever, Baltimore City, wherever that was.
She was just slapping him, just pep, pep, pep,
beating
pep,
the hell out of him.
And I was just like so
black,
happy.
Like black mothers do. Well, yes. She has been hailed Mother of the Year.
Mother of the Century, she should get.
She should get Mother of the Century until they started doing a little digging on her.
Oh, what happened?
Now, when I first saw this viral video, of course, it popped up when I first saw it because I didn't want to pay attention to what was going on in Baltimore. And I don't want to talk about what's behind the whole thing in Baltimore because it's just a story that just sucks ass. So when I saw this mom beating the hell, they didn't know who she was. They didn't know she was Toya Graham. They didn't know. I sat there and literally was counting the hours until somebody found out who she was. Because before that, she was just some mom that had hair and weave flying everywhere beating the hell out of her son. That's all that it was. I'm like, they are going to find this woman. And I hope.
They don't press charges.
What? Yeah, that was the first thing.
They don't lock her up.
That was the first thing I thought. But then I sat back. And you know how our media loves to build you up and then tear you down.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So we saw, so of course, the next day, she's on the Today Show. She's making the news rounds. We knew who she was. She went from unknown mother to now Toya Graham. She's sitting talking with Fox News. She's sitting talking to CNN. She's doing all of these reports. She's still doing the media tour.
All the major networks.
She's still doing all the major networks. Everybody's going after her because she is now the mom of the year until this afternoon.
What happened? I actually didn't hear about what happened.
When I researched her to get the latest on the story, now the social media world has begun to turn.
Mm. Oh, God. Destroy your day.
Is it right that she is hitting on her son like that? Is it right that we are promoting the fact that she is hitting a young man in his head? Is it right that she's a verbal abuser of kids?
Yes.
She is a child abuser. Here we effing go. We want our parents to get involved, but then when they do, the way that only that parent knows how to do it, now it's wrong. So what did they want Toya Graham to do? Now, she admitted on the talk shows that she said, I just lost it.
Yeah, she did.
And that's her only son.
Well, because she didn't want him to get shot. You remember police shoot people?
She did say that. She said, yeah. I didn't want him to be the next whatever that boy's name was that we're not going to mention on the show. I completely understand that. But now the social universe has turned on her.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Here
it's
we go.
Everything is going to ruin her day. Yep. It's just calling her a bad parent.
I'm waiting until they dig into her more. Where's the father of her six kids? Why is she unemployed? How is she supporting herself? Does she have a criminal background? Because this is what's going to happen, folks. The media sees that it was a beautiful story. Now, when the tide turns, they're going to gun for her. I put up on my blog, I don't mean to cut you off. I put up on my blog about how, the Ted, God, what was his name? The Kraft Macaroni and Cheese guy.
I forgot the name, too.
He was homeless. Somebody videotaped him. They put it up on YouTube. Before you know it, he blew up. He was a huge success story until it was he was, you know, running off to do crack. Well, you just pulled a crackhead. You just pulled a crackhead off the street. What do you expect him to do? His life to change like that? And then Ted Williams. Then he went from being this beautiful rags to riches story to now crackhead is trying to market cheese, macaroni and cheese. I fear.
I'm trying really not to respond because
I fear the same thing is going to happen with Toya Graham.
Okay, well, I'll say social media a lot of this and that. America, you did this. You created a lot of this. This is why riots are going on. And if you want to get down to it, single parent. All this other crap, look what's been happening over the course of several hundred years and even recently. There's a lot of racism, a lot of prejudice. And if you can sit around and be like, oh, look at these black people. How come they're not where we're at? Because they don't come from white money.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, please send your complaints to Anthony. You know what? You have some truth in that.
Some truth?
There's some truth.
Wait, some truth?
Some. I think that I wasn't tracking with the whole thing, unfortunately.
Just ignored me.
Yeah, you spun off into so I don't know where the hell you were going. This mom did a great thing going out and pulling her only son back from doing something very stupid. And I hate to see that when the tide turns, we're going to know everything about this woman. We're going to know everything about her when all she was really doing was just going out and being a mother.
People stay out of her business.
They're not going to do it because if it stinks, then you know media is going to hop on it. They're going to want it. They're going to pry all the way into this woman's life.
And then they're going to put on their, oh, it's not her real hair. And then, oh my God, it's her dumb stuff.
It's not her real hair. And I thought I told Dite when I saw him on Tuesday for the short time that I was here before their show, I told him, I said, I thought she looked good. You know, she was, you know, running and beating tough chick and everything until they got the close up on the Today Show. And maybe not.
She's pretty. I can see why she has a lot of kids.
Yeah, she sure do got them childbearing hips.
Ew.
Baby just pop right out. We gotta get out of here. Show's over. Good Lord. All right, it's been another weird, awkward Fat Guy Radio show.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to go ahead and call them out. Sorry to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of you that tried to distract me during the show. It didn't work on Facebook because I'm a professional, even though Lady K almost did. Almost dead, Lady K. Almost.
Send food. That'll distract him.
Send food. Pictures of food.
Me food.
Yeah, pictures of food will definitely distract me. All right, folks. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Perfect gift ideas for your mother, or just get her a black Amazon gift card like me. Make it awesome and make it easy. All at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Amazon. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. Folks, you got to listen to me. Next week, we are visiting. We are going to our listener mail sack. We're opening up the listener mail sack next week. So, if you want to get your letters in, correspond with Fat Guy Radio Show, Snail Mail, BDB Radio Network, care of Fat Guy Radio Show, Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080, or email us at fatguyradioshow@gmail.com, or you can get on the air, your voice on the air, by calling our listener line at 623-349-1652. Lines are always open. I got to tell you, folks, we rely on your word of mouth for everything. Rather, it's Amazon shopping or Facebook liking, Twitter following, or just getting new listeners to the show. Please tell somebody about Fat Guy Radio Show. We would definitely appreciate it. All right, folks, for our executive producer, Philippius and Anthony, I'm Corey Blaze saying, skinny people. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. Join us next week for an all-new Fat Guy Radio Show. See you at the top. Bye-bye.
That hair face.
Wait a minute. Before you go, I got to remind you about all our amazing sponsors at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Please help support the show. Tell a friend about all of our great sponsors. You can find them at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. You may go now.
One, you're running fast.